Steve and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining and land investment talk. You always crack me up with that.
I tried to do it different.
I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to price a mailer.
This is good
stuff. It's our number one all-time request, frequently asked question.
Yep, that's true.
That's all great, Steve.
But we're not going to give it all away, are we?
It. Yeah, I'm going to tell you exactly how to price a mailer right now.
And we are. That's who we are, and that's what we're going to do. So hold on.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jeff asks, so here's my question. Do you take precautions to remove people from your mailers when they ask, even though it's a bit tedious? Secondly, is there actually any legal grounds when sending a contract offer directly in the mail? In other words, could this be interpreted as predatory on any level, and if there are things you put in place to address this? Thanks in advance.
There's three questions here. One, do we take steps to remove people? You know, when you send a bunch of mail out, there are certain people that are not so pleased with this.
Right.
Certain land property owners.
Not so pleased.
They don't agree with your valuation, let's say.
Yeah. If it were twice what they think it's worth, they would be very happy in calling you back, and we wouldn't be talking about it.
So a lot of them are nice about it, and they say, you know, I got your letter. I don't want to sell the property at all, not even for any price. Just please remove me from your list, which is totally reasonable. Mm-hmm. And yes, we have a rolling by county, by mailer file that we keep. It's as simple as a Microsoft Word document.
Just draw a line
through
it.
People's names on it, yeah. Actually, it's in Excel, all by county.
Right.
And yeah, when we hit another county, again, I always go back and remove them.
If we ever go back to that area again.
Right.
So, yeah.
Do they have any legal recourse? No. No. There's no way we could sit and teach this the way that we do and have so many members that are so successful. No, we'd be in so much trouble. It's silly.
Well, and it's like, number one and number two, this is public information. And it's like, it's for me, I see it no different as all the coupons and the ads and the promotions and the things that come in your emails. Even more, what's shocking to me is how the email stuff I get. And this is mail, and there's a reason why we do this via the mail.
Yeah.
Now, email is a whole different story.
You can't do that.
So I think that maybe we should talk, maybe that's what you need to know too. The legal way to do this is mail.
That's correct.
That's why we're doing it this way. That's why we're not cold calling him. I don't know how that's, people are even getting away with that
me
one.
Me too.
And the whole skip tracing, picking up the phone thing freaks me out.
Me too.
Not only do I not want to do that, it's a waste of time and money, but I'm like, that's scary. And then email. We all know about spam and email, and that's not the way to do this. Then you can get in trouble. But regular mail is okay. If you want to spend the money on the stamp, because all they do is take it, just like a coupon, if they don't want to do anything with it, they just throw it away. That's it. No harm, no foul. So,
faxing's not legal.
Right.
Trust me, I know that. I built this whole concept and this whole company on faxing real estate agents who own rural vacant property. That's a long time ago, before email.
Right.
And when it was legal, and faxing commercial real estate owners, very, very successful. But then they stopped it. It falls under the spam rules. So no, I mean, the only two legal ways to unsolicitedly contact owners is to knock on their door or send them a letter.
Right.
That I know of.
Even knocking on the door, that bothers me too.
That's crazy.
You know what? Driving for dollars
so inefficient.
Freaks me out.
And so in a day, what? If you're a runner, you can knock on 25 or 30 doors. In a day sending mail, you could send out, I don't know, 300,000 or 400,000 offers.
Right.
Literally.
Exactly. And then let them, people who are serious or interested, contact you back. And then if you haven't done this before, trust me, they will contact you back.
Jill and I have gotten calls from local sheriffs. We've gotten calls from California's Attorney General's office, on and on and on. And they all go like this. Hey, Steve, I have to follow through on this because I'm required to. Mm-hmm. Old Lady X contacted us about your letter, and she thinks it's a terrible, terrible thing and that you're a terrible person. And I do need to make this phone call. I know you're not doing anything wrong, but it does, you know, it needs to, I need to follow up with it. So, and then you'll probably never hear from me again. That's like, it all goes some version
like
of that.
Like, yes, sir. Understood. Okay, great. Yeah. Glad we had this talk.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. You too.
So we couldn't, if there's anything wrong with this ethically or legally, you know, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Saying, go do it. And we wouldn't, somebody would have said something a long, long time ago to us and stopped it. We send letters out, we send mail out every month.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just thinking about how many people that we have helped and they're appreciative and they're loving the fact that they opened up the mail and got the letter going, thank goodness.
That's the truth of it.
Yeah.
When you know, you're going to get a lot of deals done when you do this. Mm-hmm. And every single one of them, the deals that you get done, everybody's there's like, thank you. They made this so easy. I didn't want to go list it with the real estate agent, go through all this stuff. And yeah, I know I'm selling it for a little bit. Money's not my real point here. It's like a garage sale. You don't do it. Just do it to clear the house out. You don't do it to maximize price on your items.
Right. And even if money is the point to them, it's a set price and we follow through. Here's a deal. I offered you, I offered you 996 and we disagreed on 10,000. You're going to get 10,000 on closing. I'm not backing out fees. I'm not doing this to you. I'm not doing that to you. I'm following through with what I promise. And like you said, making it easy and thank you.
Today's topic, how to price a mailer. This is the meat of the show. There are two concepts, schools of thought here on pricing. This is rural vacant land now. This is not infill lots, commercial real estate, farmland, or anything. It's rural vacant land because pricing those other types of land is entirely different. Two approaches. Number one, the shotgun approach, where you send everybody a letter for $5,000. Number two, the rifle approach, where you kind of laser in on each kind of section of the county. You divide this county up into four or five sections based on prices that you see on the internet, on realtor.com or wherever you're looking. Come up with a median price and calculate it in Excel that way, and assign a value to each piece of property based on size and location. That's what I do, and I love doing it. And I spend hours on that before we send a mailer out. We have other members in our group who are tremendously successful. One person specifically, Luke Smith, sent every owner of a 5-acre property in an entire state, regardless of urban or rural location, for a same amount.
Right.
And he bought a ton of property.
Yep.
Tons. He's still going through the deals. This is like 2 years ago.
Exactly. It works.
So I choose to, Jill and I, we've done all kinds of deals, you know, almost 16,000 deals now. My favorite now are larger pieces of property that are a little bit more expensive, that are surgically priced and yield huge dollars.
Right.
You know, we closed on a deal today that we'll make maybe $350,000 on it. So that's kind of what we like to do. Now, at this point in our career, you know, that's not to say we still buy a ton of little rural vacant properties for $1,000 or $2,000, and it's because we have the staff to deal with it all. Mm-hmm. If you're on your own, you want to add zeros to everything. All right, so you take a given county, you picture yourself looking at a map, and you divide the county up in maybe 3, 4, 5 sections, maybe two. Over here in this really kind of vacant flat area, you determine that the for sale property, the retail value, is about $1,000 an acre. Now you want to be buying property then at 25% to 45% of that retail value. But over here, it's a little bit more expensive and a little bit more developed, and you determine that it's $2,000 an acre. So you want to buy it for 25% to 45% of that. Then you realize the price per acre is different between 0 and 1 acres, and 1 and 5 acres, and 5 and 10, and 10 and 20, and 20 and 40, and then usually it's 40 and everything above. Mm-hmm. Determine that based on size and location, and then work backwards. It all starts with existing property for sale on realtor.com, and then we'll move backwards. If you remember, I provide the same Excel files that we use, mm-hmm, to price property. It's called Equity Planner. And it's a pretty extensive worksheet. And for 2.0, it's the worksheet, the same worksheet we use for infill lots. And in 1.0, it's the exact same worksheet I use to price property for rural vacant land. And that keeps all track of it, and it keeps your head real organized, and you can price your mailer that way. Is that clear?
Very.
Do you have any questions?
None.
Really?
Seriously. I'm trying to think. No, you spelled it out great. So basically the shotgun approach, at the end of the day, you might end up spending more money on mail. So be ready for that. Because it's not going to be as strategically priced. So you're just kind of getting stuff out there just to see what comes back. That's really all you're doing. You have a big mail budget, mm-hmm. like Luke did. He sent the whole state. He wasn't worried about the postage. He was just wanting to see what came back and just pick up what came back. That was it. It's a great way to get a ton of deals, and you're going to get them all over the place too. So that's one way. But my favorite way is your way too. And it involves doing it right and really thinking about it, looking at the areas a little bit, not line by line, never get line by line. Don't get individual properties view, because we want you to send out, you know, minimum 1500 units. Are you going to sit in one off lookup and price 1500 units? Uh-uh. That's not how you should be spending
a month.
Yeah. That's not how you should be, or even at a time, not how you should be using your time. So I want you to think about that. And maybe when you start, you kind of like, I think the best way is do like two or three parts of the county. Okay, this goes a little bit closer in. Maybe I circle closer in. Maybe I price a little further out another way and a little further out another way. And then there's this weird section over here, something like that. So you can see it and feel it. And you know what you're doing. And you can see the properties the for sale properties. You can identify where the changes are. Then after you get it out there, you get a good feel for it, you're going to go back and change it. And you're going to go, This area worked out really great.
Exactly.
I just picked up all the 5 acres. What would happen if I did all the 10 acres knowing what I know now? And this area over here too, you're going to, once you just get that first one out and test it, you're going to know a lot.
Well said.
So I thank you.
You know, your yield should be on rural vacant land for every 100 or 200, or let's just say for every 300 mailers that you send out, you buy a property.
Right.
If you're way below that, you know, for every 100, your pricing's a little bit off. It's actually too expensive. Or for every 500 or 800, which is really in the end what happened to Luke Smith with his shotgun approach.
Yeah.
You know, but the ones that you buy easily justify the cost of the mailer.
That's the whole. That's true. That's what it is. If you go crazy and you want to do the shotgun approach, hold on to your hat, because you will get some home runs in there. You're going to go like, I can't believe this guy he clearly does not care.
Yeah.
Does not care. He clearly wants to get rid of it and he can't get rid of it fast enough. It's so darn funny. So that's really, really good.
That's it. Test it for reason. I can't say that sentence enough. Test it for reason. When you're all done with your mailer and you think it's beautiful, and this should take you a couple weeks your first time. Really, pricing should take 2 weeks to pick out 20 of them in the whole spreadsheet. Pick 20, randomly pick them, and then go out on the internet and test it for if the people sign it and send it back.
Right.
How you have it priced, is it a good deal? Go through it like you would as an acquisition review.
I want to hit it home again. How you know you did it right or you didn't do it right? If every offer you send comes back signed. You know you offer too much. The first wave, I don't know if we talk about this yet. No, not on this week. So the first wave, if you know, here's how you really kind of know it back. The first wave is a percentage of you are nuts, don't call me back, they're pissed off, this is stupid, you know, how dare you think whatever. Okay, those are going to get out of the way. The next wave is now you got some signed offers, and then it just continues after that. That's how you know you did it right.
From the time that you press the button on offers to owners, you will sit and twiddle your thumbs for 2 weeks. Yes. It takes that long, and everybody freaks out.
Right.
I even freak out. Right. Even this, I'm like, oh, maybe
it's phone ringing
wrong.
Yet? Is the phone ringing yet? Yeah.
So there's 2 weeks of silence, and then boom, you get a bunch of phone calls with some angry people, and then probably a day later or a day or 2 days later, you start getting mail back signed or people calling and say, you know, I talked to my wife about this, and we're never going to use that property.
Exactly.
So take your time and close it. I'm going to sign this. I'll take a picture of it and send it back to you so you have it or whatever. And just let me know what to do.
Yep.
Hey, thanks a lot. And then the call before that is, if I ever see you on the street, you this, you that, this.
Who raised you?
I will string you up.
Yes.
And then the next one is, oh, I'd love to sell you my property for that price.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It's so funny. Never a dull moment around here. I tell you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where Jill talks about how to close a deal on a piece of land.
And answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You done talking? You're going to pass the torch to me tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I got this. Wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.